But then, let's see. That Christmas, one of the older folks there, and Andy Bergson and his wife Bobby, decided that we needed to have a turkey for Christmas. So they ordered these nice vegetables and turkey and stuff from town. And it got 65 below and the planes couldn't fly. Well, needless to say, we didn't have Christmas dinner till New Year's because they couldn't get it up there. But that was really nice. And we never expected anything like that. But they thought because we didn't have any meat that we should have something nice for Christmas. So that was real nice. And everybody was so good to us. Well, like I said, they didn't push us or anything. They just kind of watched us to make sure we didn't get in trouble. And Ray worked for Wilbur Jewell in the summertime, and in the wintertime they were building a new lodge at Riddle's, and he worked down there helping to finish the inside of that during the winter, and which worked out pretty good. He made $2 an hour, and we had, you know, a little bit of income. And then we met Gordon Bergson, and he had a little cabin up on the river. And we had gotten, during the summer months of 69, I think it was, we had gotten a boat that we bought from George O'Leary, I think it was George. And we'd take the kids up on the river for camping trips on the weekends. And he had, at 40 miles up from Circle, he had this cabin and kind of a fish camp and trapping camp there. And he said, well, gee, I can't go up there anymore because his legs were getting bad. He couldn't trap or anything anymore. So he said, why don't you go up there for a year and see how you like it? So we did. But before we went up there, somebody burned the cabin down before we got up there in the spring of, that was 71. Somehow, mysteriously, the cabin got burnt down while the ice was going out.